We present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreiner. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Thank you very much. Here at the Commonwealth Institute in London, we have another edition of My Music. At the starting gate, John Amis and his partner Frank Muir versus Ian Wallace and his partner Dennis Norden. We begin, as usual, with a question for John Amis. John, who said of the music you're about to hear, "It's good, awfully emotional, too emotional, but I love it"?
It's by a Spanish composer called Elgar.
Did he say it? Did he say it about his music?
He did, yes. Elgar, of his own, I think, incomparably lovely violin concerto. Mm. Yes, it was Elgar, Sir Edward Elgar, talking about his own work. Menuhin playing there. Mark to you, Frank, a little more from the same lovely concerto. Frank, on the subject of violin playing, a great French painter played the violin rather well. Any idea who he might have been? He even gave his name to a French
angry.
Idiom. You'd be angry if you didn't know, says John. So, who could speak?
Are you answering for me? I gather it's Ingres.
It's Ingres, yes. You would have known, of course, yes. The French expression, le violon d'Ingres, you know that expression? Do you know that expression? It's used for a professional man who has a hobby, which he's rather good at. Oh, they say, oh, le violon d'Ingres. Only they say it with a better accent.
they shrug a lot as well.
Yes,
it's very difficult with a violin, you know, to shrug.
Yes. Ian, this German music might be subtitled One More River to Cross. Why?
Yes, it's a touch of the Richard Wagner's.
Yes. One More River to Cross.
It's the Rhine.
Yes, because it's whose Rhine journey?
Siegfried.
Siegfried's Rhine journey, yes.
In a word?
Mark, to you, yes. I cherish a newspaper advertisement, Ian, for the English National Opera, which read, Monday, Rheingold, Tuesday, Valkyrie, Thursday, Siegfeld.
Carefully.
Carefully, yes, that's right. And Dennis, talking of Siegfeld, who sang this, in which film, and when?
Oh, it takes you back.
Yes, it does.
Oh, nostalgia. I shall never forgive this guy who sang this because he married Sid Charisse and took her out of circulation just when I needed her. It was a man who the Americans called Tony Martin.
Tony Martin, that's right. The film?
The film was Ziegfeld Girl.
And the year, have a shot.
Early 40s.
Yes,
about
very.
42, 43.
41, actually, but you most certainly get your marks for that, yeah. John, Frank, Ian, Dennis, later in the programme we're going to be asking you to think up compositions, songs that involve composers' names. The example I have in mind is Carry Me, Bach, to Old Virginie. That would brood on that and be thinking in any spare moment you find you may have.
Welsh folk songs.
Yes, if you like. Anyway, it's up to you. Meanwhile, here are some musical kings. John, Who composed an opera, King Roger?
Szymanowski.
You're very quick, aren't you? You know a lot about music.
Well, do you want me to wrap it up?
Well, I think it was a Polish composer. You see?
I think he's either very knowledgeable or he's double-parked.
Well, the mark to you for Szymanowski. Still on the subject of kings, Frank.
Now, hang on.
Come back.
I'm working on the composer. Being caught napping again.
Well, you can knock this one off in no time at all. What do you know about King Oliver?
It was a very large, traditional English biscuit.
To be eaten in the bath, yes.
It was also a very, very early American jazz... Yes. Trumpet or cornet player, probably
yes,
cornet.
That's
who was
right.
One of the very few who actually did play in brothels in the storyville area of Norwalk.
A very early employer of Louis Armstrong, as a matter of fact. And this is what King Oliver's band sounded like back in 1923. Famous bit of Dippermouth blues. Many years ago, when jazz was rather a fashionable thing to be in, I was in an Oxford Street jazz club when Humphrey Littleton's band was playing there, and a tremendously sort of well-brought-up crowd of youngsters there, students and so on, all chatting to one another, and the band was playing this tune, and just at the moment they got to that point, all these people broke off their conversation and said, "Oh, play that thing," and then went back to the conversation. "Oh, play that thing," it's always been.
That cry sounded like an upset customer.
Ian, another king, King Stephen. Whose creation was he, musically speaking?
I don't know who his parents exactly were, but I think his grandfather was William the Conqueror.
You really? It's not...
Because he was... What was he about? He was about 1135 to 1184,
yes,
or at least somewhere around about there.
That was his room number.
And... And he had a feast once a year, around about Christmas time, which is always sung about.
Well, it's getting a bit more musical as you go along.
Another king.
No,
the answer is no.
I did want a musical. You don't know, do you?
No.
Overture by anybody in the audience know?
Beethoven.
Thank you, Beethoven. Yes.
Thank you.
No Mark Dwyer there.
I would have been happy to have had that a bit earlier.
Wouldn't you, though? Yeah. Dennis, what do you think of in connection with King Creole?
Well, I'm forced to think of Elvis Presley.
You are somewhat, aren't
yes.
you? Elvis Presley's military call-up was delayed so that he could complete that film. It's a bit of a risk to take when the nation is at war, isn't it? To get King Creole, the film, completed. Oh, never mind. A mark to you, so you've redeemed your side a little bit. On my right, a grand piano. On my right and left, two grand teams. One piano medley coming up.
Oh. Or as a... I'm already with a composer.
Yeah, that's coming later. Meanwhile, a listener in Bury St. Edmunds would like me to call this not my piano medley, but my quadlibet. So I shall call it my quadlibet. The reasons we won't go into, Frank. I'm looking puzzled. Here's a medley. So Frank and John working together for a medley. Let's have a few titles. John, the first one.
Da 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 dum.
Yes.
Da dee 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 dee.
Somebody's name.
A friend of mine trying to say it in the front, but I can't.
Well, it's get it. Let's have it from you. Do you not know? Do you?
No.
No. It's the
there's
the Liszt's fugue subject on B A C H. the name
British Airways
in musical terms. Frank, you will have got the next one.
On the ninth day of Christmas,
thank you.
Right,
that's one mark.
Then came morning.
Morning from
Peer Gynt.
Peer Gynt, yes, that's right. Then a waltz.
I love you.
I love you, so I do. No. That's not I love you at all. French came from a lovely, lovely film. Carnet de Bal is the film, but you don't know the title of the waltz, do you?
Not offhand.
Waltz from Carnet de Bal.
Waltz from the Carnet de Bal.
Well, no, but Waltz Grise was its
Chicken
name.
Can't believe
that. Then two more.
Tchaikovsky Fourth Symphony.
Fourth Symphony of Tchaikovsky. And finally, Pom Pom Theodore.
The Ritual Fire Dance from El Amor Brujo.
Fine, man, what the fire? Four marks out of six. Not at all bad.
Very good.
Right, I'm going back to the piano. I'm going to play a medley for Ian and Dennis. You ready?
Easy one, no doubt.
You ready? Right. Here we go.
Signature tune
tonight. Yes. Signature tune
from
the
Muppet Show. Yes. Then
Zippity Doo Dah. Zippity Doo Dah. Yes, a little bit from that. Ian.
A Serenade from the Student Prince.
That's three out of three.
I've got down for that. Overhead the Moon Is.
Well, that's true.
Yes, that's right. It is. And three more.
If you were the only girl.
Yes. One you might not have got. Dennis?
No, I didn't. The one that I didn't get either.
No. It's this one. Anybody in the audience know?
I'm in the market for you.
Yes. Of course, Janet Gaynor. Janet Gaynor and Charles Fry. I'm in the market for you.
Yes. Yes. Didn't that's the film High Society Blues, where they... Yeah. What was the other song from that? It was just like in a storybook. Yeah. I'm almost afraid to look.
Yeah. I told you
that. And find you.
Go on. And the last song in the medley was...
Alabama. Alabama.
That's all of it. Or When the Midnight Choo-Choo
Leaves
for Alabama. Yeah.
Five out of six.
Very good.
Earlier on, I warned you that I would be asking for composers' names that occur in the titles of compositions. Remember, I said, carry me, Bach, to Old Virginia. Now, any takers, John?
What you... quality or quantity?
I think I will feel the width of the quality.
Ives got plenty of nothing.
Ives, yes.
Charles Ives, presumably.
Yes. And who's afraid of Hugo Wolf?
That's a very nice one, yes.
I mean, there are lots of Bach. Yes. I mean, all the Schubert songs and things like that.
I'm never quite sure which are titles of pictures and which are titles of songs. Is there a song called The Johnny Wagoner? Johnny Wagoner.
There's a picture as well.
I think so.
Sell it. I've got a double one.
The Johnny
here.
Wagner. Yes.
Bird in a Gilded Cage.
Oh, yes. Bird and Cage.
Yes.
Modern composer. Oh, very, very subtle.
Has anybody else got a double one?
Frank, what have you got?
I've got, If You Knew Sousa Like I Knew Sousa. I haven't started yet. I dream of Puccini with the dog. Hang on, help. Hey, don't tell a man, tell a misana.
You like telling.
Delias, my dear.
Oh, yes. Yes, Delias is lovely. Ian, have you had some thoughts?
You may be relieved to know I've only got two. Which are, we are in love with you, Mozart and I. And my old man said, follow the van and don't kill Vivaldi on the way.
Vivaldi. Dennis?
I've got Cacciatorean and put it in your pocket. I've got...
Trust you to go for the hardest.
Yes. Mm. Give me one for Mascagni and one more for the road. I've got Verdi. Anybody done Verdi?
Oh, well,
Verdi
I...
Blue.
Tonight.
You could have had I Know That Guno and let's call the whole thing off. You know, yeah. You know? Marla, I miss your apple pie. Marla, I miss... And, of course, I've grown accustomed to Steve Race.
O solidarius mio. Yeah.
So solidarius mio.
And Poulenc went the strings of my...
What about Poulenc? It's been good to know you.
I think we'd better press on. Still on the set of titles, composers aren't always, I find, the best people at finding titles for their music. There's a letter that Brahms wrote to a young lady in which he said he dedicated some music to her, and he added, can you think of a better title than Two Rhapsodies for Pianoforte? I think anybody could think of a better title than Two Rhapsodies for Pianoforte. John, what do you think its composer ought to have called this? For a title.
Baroque Bottom.
Not at all bad, actually. Max Saunders wrote it. He called it Homage to Scarlatti. Oh, you'll get the mark, though. Frank, what would you call this?
It's sort of sinister music, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
It's sort of sinister and it's sort of sidely and little themes go out. So, Dance McCrab.
Will do very nicely for me. Monita Eagles, the lady composer, called it Strange Feeling, one of her four mysteriosos in the parlance of mood music. Now, Mark, to you. Ian, a name for this. Tune in the minor, I think, a couple of times.
Dennis has come up with My Darling is a Charlie.
I was going to call it, I think, the little tune that Disneyland forgot.
It's Charlie is My Darling in the major instead of in the minor. Richard Toman called it Toddler's March. Dennis, a name for this, please.
Keep you Scarlatti. I like that kind of thing. What is it? It's sort of sentimental and emotional.
It's the kind of piano play that musicians call lemonade.
Yeah, I call it my soppy serenade. Is it yours?
No, it's not mine. No, D.P.G. Williams wrote it. He really gave up on that. He called it romantic piano feature.
Scarlatti O'Hara.
In this final round, only the order is changed in order to protect the innocent. It's what we call the party piece, the drop of singing for all concerned. John, there's a song about Maria in The Sound of Music and another song about Maria in West Side Story. You sing your favourite of the two, and I will play my favourite of the two.
My mind begins with the augmented fourth.
Yes.
Maria, I've just met a girl called Maria, and suddenly that name will never be the same to me. Maria, I've just kissed a girl called Maria, and suddenly I found how beautiful a sound can be. Maria, say it loud and there's music playing. Say it soft and it sounds like praying. Maria, I'll never stop saying Maria. The most beautiful sound I ever heard. Maria.
Keep him on, don't you?
Yeah, keep him on.
He could have been another Tito Gobbi if he'd had the Latin. Get him a good tailor, he can go anywhere, that boy.
I always want to sing that in English, you know, Mariah. I sing it soft and it sounds like praying.
Not very much, you know.
There's another one in Pinch a Wagon, isn't there?
Another Maria.
Call the Wind Maria.
Yes, Call the Wind Maria. Oh, Maria.
Sorry, I interrupted you, sir.
Not at all. I was about to say that Gus Ellen had a song called Down the Road, which
yes.
had the merit of being short. And I wondered whether it might be suitable for you.
Quickly.
It's yes. only on those grounds.
Down the road, and away went Polly with a set so jolly that I knew she'd win. Down the road, the pace was killing, but the mare was willing for a lightning spin. All the rest were left and might as well have never been born. Whoa, mare! Whoa, mare! You've had your little bit of corn.
We have.
It's rather a good line to conclude the programme, isn't it?
Yes, I lost you, actually.
I didn't know you were trailing behind.
No, I lost you, I'm afraid.
Don't worry.
I'll try to keep up with Dennis. Dennis, you don't mind going next, do you?
Unless you want to finish with me, I mean.
Can you give us a sea shanty? A sea shanty in old sea shanty town.
Oh, yeah. We can have a bit of, if the audience can do some worker participation. Do it like pub tempo, you know.
Oh, yes.
Neffy starts. It's only a shanty in a shanty town. The roof is so slanty, it touches the ground. Just a tumble-down shack by an old railroad track. Like a millionaire's mansion. What's it doing?
Calling in the goodness.
Why, I'd give up the palace.
If I were a king, it's more than a palace.
What is it?
It's a queen. There's a queen waiting there with a silvery crown in a shanty.
Well, hello. I think some of them stopped on the way coming here.
Ian, did you ever meet Sir Harry Lauder?
No, I never met Sir Harry Lauder, but my grandfather knew him quite well.
You heard of him anyway.
Oh, yes. In fact, my grandfather. I think Sir Harry Lauder was still alive when I was alive. I mean, I might have met him, but I think I'd have been...
all of us.
What we call in Scotland a wee laddie.
When were you alive, Ian?
That's a good question. I didn't notice of it.
Ian.
No, my grandfather used to meet Harry Lauder sometimes, and apparently he used to consult him about his new lyrics, because, of course, Harry Lauder wrote all his own lyrics, yes. And he used to guide my grandfather into a sort of secluded part of the street and sing the latest song to him and ask him what he thought of it.
I wonder if he ever sang to your grandfather, "I've got an idea for a song, I like a lassie, a bonnie."
That's absolutely, and my grandfather said, no, Harry, I love a lassie.
Give us the chorus and then another one for the audience.
Right.
Love a lassie, a bonny, bonny lassie. She's as pure as the lily in the dell. She's as sweet as the heather, the bonny blooming heather. Mary, my Scotch bluebell, all together. I love a lassie, a bonny, bonny lassie. She's as pure as
fine gentlemen, please. Last orders, if you please.
I was just reflecting how audiences do love applauding their own singing, don't they? Anyway, that's all. A victory, not for anybody, really. It's a tie this week. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race and the programme was produced by Tony Schreiber.